Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Titus, the second chapter. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teachings show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Bondservants are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Now we await for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us. This is sound doctrine. This is the gospel and the promise of God. So are the parts that I left out, that he is training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and training us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in the present age, waiting for Christ, who gave himself to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. All of that is also sound doctrine. This is the expectation and the command of God for us, his beloved people, his ransomed ones. And these verses all come immediately after today's scripture, and they lay out the sound doctrine that Paul is urging Titus to teach. Paul commands Titus to teach what accords with sound doctrine. And what he lists is largely Christian vocation. He describes the ways that we are to relate to one another in the church and as Christians all the time, not just when we're in the church building. He describes the greater part, I think, of churchmanship, and the character and the maturity of a Christian. What's most important for us, perhaps, is to learn that this accords with sound doctrine. It's fitting that those who are saved, those who are redeemed by Christ Jesus, would not run away from that salvation and that redemption. It's fitting. It's appropriate. Makes sense that those who were ungodly as we were, but who nevertheless now hope in God, that we should be trained to live godly lives in the present age as we wait for our hope to come to fruition. What is it that Christ saved us from? Lawlessness. What has he purified us from, if not bad works? He's not, as fast-talking catechumens often say, he has not saved our sins. He saved us from our sins. And this is why zeal for good works and delight in God's commands could never be contrary to the gospel. This is why the law is not contrary to the promises, as St. Paul says elsewhere, but the law accords with them. Good works are not only fitting for those who are saved, they are fitting and fitted to the stations in life that we have. We know our sins whenever we consider our places in life according to the Ten Commandments. This is also the best way to learn the good works for which God would have us be zealous, like Paul instructs Titus today. First, he talks about the calling of older men and women. And he says that they are to be sound, really, in every possible way. They're to be steady in patience, like we heard earlier this week. But the characteristic that Paul lays out are especially so that they may be of service to other people in their soundness. Others who are watching them. Others in the church who are growing up after them. And also those who are outside the church altogether, who are looking in on what this Christianity thing, this way of life, is all about. Men are to be self-controlled in continence of body and of mind, in soberness and in emotional soberness, and especially soberness in the faith, which they are given to teach in the church. The temptations of the flesh, the passions, all of those quick impulses that we associate with youth, those are to be subdued over time by the Spirit's power. In their place, love and steadfastness is what should be cultivated by men. And women we learn also teach, and they almost entirely by example. They raise up daughters after themselves. They raise up other young women who are watching them all the time also. Here, the phrase working at home is contrasted not with working outside the home, but rather with being frivolous outside the home, or forgetting that people are watching you, that you have a job to teach other young Christians coming after you. And note, it's not only the men who are able to bring shame on the name of Christ and His Word. Those who are younger, he just says one thing, right? Start with self-control. In time, they will grow to understand, to imitate, to love the examples that they were given from the older men and the women. And here, St. Paul butts in and says, show yourself. And that's because Titus is such a young man, at least by comparison to Paul. Any man, but especially a pastor like Titus, must be a model of these dispositions also. That accords with sound doctrine. We must be mature, lest the world should think that Christians are mostly immature, shameful. We want what we do, what they can see, even if we don't have a chance to speak to them, to accord with the sound doctrine that we are eager to share with them. And lastly, bondservants, yet another term that also applies to pastors too. Bondservants must please Christ their master and act in good faith to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior with good works. All of this shows that our God is wholesome. Our God is trustworthy. It's better to be dwelling in His house than to rule all those places that are doomed to destruction. His way, His paths that we speak so much about in the Old Testament passages of Advent are true. His paths are straight. And this is why wholesome, thoughtful, beautiful, well-pleasing and truthful ways of life are said, according to the Apostle, to accord with the sound doctrine. Christ has saved us from the ways that are unsound, which we want neither ourselves nor those who are watching us to fall into. So God grant us His Holy Spirit that we may accord in all things with His saving truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.